When a bride and groom prepare for marriage, they bring more than romance. They bring desire, fear, family, body, and human spirit. A wise wedding minister learns to pay attention to these realities without becoming intrusive, controlling, or clinical. Let us begin with desire. Marriage includes holy desire. Song of Solomon 8:7 WEB says, "Many waters can't quench love, neither can floods drown it." Christian marriage does not treat embodied love as dirty. The bride and groom are embodied souls. Their affection, attraction, tenderness, and sexual hopes belong within God's covenant design. But desire must be formed by covenant, not impulse. Hebrews 13:4 WEB says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the bed be undefiled." A wedding minister helps the couple see that sexual union is not merely private pleasure. It belongs to covenant faithfulness, mutual honor, and lifelong love. Then there is fear. Some couples smile through fear. One may fear abandonment. One may fear failure. One may fear repeating the divorce pattern of parents. One may fear financial pressure. One may fear sexual expectations. One may fear that saying not yet will disappoint everyone. A wedding minister should create room for honest conversation. James 1:19 Webb says, "So then, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Listening is ministry. Calm presence is ministry. A good question asked gently can open a door. Then there is family. Genesis 2:24 WEB says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother, and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Leaving and joining are not just ceremony words. They are life realities. Some couples have healthy family support. Others face control, grief, divorce wounds, jealousy, adult children concerns, or competing loyalties. A wedding minister should ask, are the bride and groom truly preparing to form a new covenant household, or are family systems controlling the marriage before it begins? Then there is the body. The body matters. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 Webb reminds believers that the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit and that we are to glorify God in body and spirit. Wedding preparation should not separate spiritual life from embodied life. Sleep, stress, sexuality, addiction, trauma, health, habits, and physical presence can all affect marriage preparation. Finally, there is the human spirit. The human spirit is not detached from daily life. It is expressed through worship, prayer, repentance, humility, courage, forgiveness, and trust. A couple may have beautiful wedding plans but little spiritual readiness. Another couple may have simple plans but deep covenant seriousness. The wedding minister asks, where is God in this preparation? You are not called to force answers. You are called to serve with wisdom. Notice desire, notice fear, notice family, notice body, notice human spirit. Then respond with scripture, prayer, honest conversation, role clarity, and referral wisdom when needed. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. And covenant service means seeing what is happening beneath the surface with truth, grace, courage, and love.